It's Tom and Loggy's daily podcast.
Tom and Log.
Catch them live weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on K-Rock 955.
You have a red heeler.
Yes.
Wombi, he's
little
very
Wombi
cute.
Dog.
We have a, she's a bitzer. She was a billed as a, she was a rescue. She was billed as a Maltese cross shih tzu, but she's definitely not that. She's too tall and too big.
Bless her.
Anyway, Ruby's very cute.
I love Ruby girl.
We also had a chihuahua. But are you noticing a theme here? Very, very standard pets.
Yeah.
And also not huge pets. I mean, Wombi's a decent-sized dog.
Yeah.
It's probably what you'd call an adult-sized dog, like a real-sized dog.
Yeah, whereas he's not German Shepherd size.
No.
He's not Rottweiler size.
No.
He's not Lab size or Golden Retriever size, but he's a little bit smaller than
whereas,
that.
Whereas our dogs have all been very little.
Yeah, even Wombi would sit on your dogs.
He would. And probably my child as well. That's a story for another day. Other pets that you can have, we're going up to Queensland for this one and we're moving into reptile territory.
Oh, right.
I want to talk about snakes.
Yeah, these types.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever had a snake as a pet?
No.
Apparently Carly and my wife had a snake as a pet as a teenager.
Really?
It,
red hair, snake pet. Man, yeah, she's a hottie.
She. Yes, she is. It got out of its little enclosure or whatever, its little tank. And then they found it. It was only like a tiny little snake. She found it and then it bit her and bit her and bit her and then she had to get rid of it. So
what?
Because once they get a taste of friend, they're like, I'm not going back in that bloody... Because they hate being
obviously.
In that cage, yeah. Anyway, up in Queensland, a guy by the name of Ben Avery, right, not the journo, he's a snake handler himself, right? He actually has pet snakes at home as well, which kind of all makes sense.
Yep.
He's got a male eastern tiger snake called Wesley Stripes, which is a great name.
Nice.
Mm. So he was feeding Wesley the other day and he's a professional snake handler, so
he knows what to do, yeah.
Right? But Wesley got him anyway. Wesley, as soon as he went to feed Wesley a bit of, I don't know, probably some sort of rodent, Wesley was like, nah, I'm having a bit of you, and bit him on the thumb.
What type of snake is it?
It's an eastern tiger snake, right?
Aren't they like...
super poisonous.
Right.
Really friggin' deadly.
Let's keep that one in the house.
Yeah, 100%. Right, so bitten on the thumb while feeding, instantly developed symptoms. He said, I've never felt sicker in my life. My arm felt like it was in a vice. He started vomiting, had seizures, and his wife, Melissa, leapt into action. Knowing how dangerous the tiger snake is, the couple already had a plan of what to do if he was bitten.
Tell me it's sucking the poison out.
No. They're the third deadliest snake in Australia. 60% of people bitten by them die.
Yeah, well, doesn't it turn your blood all claggy and stuff?
Oh, probably. He said she knew exactly what to do. Straight away, he started to sweat, she said. And she said, I timestamped my phone to be able to give an accurate bite time, grabbed a bandage, sat Ben down and wrapped him up, and then we got him to the hospital. Right, he had kidney damage by the time he got to hospital, but he's recovered. So Wesley's now been rehomed with another experienced keeper. There's a photo of them on the couch with their children who live in the same house as the snake. And here's my theory with pets, yeah?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
If it can kill you, if it can do you harm, don't have it. Don't keep it.
Well, I mean, anything can do you harm.
If I can't, I mean, like, if I can't discipline it, do you know what I mean? If I can't dictate its behaviour, if I can't train it,
yeah,
I'm not keeping it in my house where it can bloody kill me.
Well, I mean, no. See, I think it's different there because it's like, number one, snake people. Right?
Yeah.
But number two, poisonous snake people.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like horse people, traditionally quite stable.
Tom and Loggy. Tom and Loggy's podcast, K-Rock 955.
Tom, Loggy, Cameron Ling joining us in the studio.
My name is Nairi.
Pasquale.
Harris.
A random X or W.
X or W. W.
I want to
spell your name.
The game with 1,000 openers. Spell my name. We're going to play the game. If you've got a name, we want to spell it 52232955. Have we got someone?
We do. We've got caller number one. Thank you for joining us on the show. What is the name that you would like to be spelt this morning?
Oh, it's a nice, easy one. This one, it's Sean.
Oh,
on. There's nothing easy about that.
The old stitcher.
This is like a P.H. Stephen kind of arrangement too.
All right. So who's going to go first?
You can go first, Lingy.
Me?
Yeah, okay. No, I'll give you first dibs. At
I feel there was a real emphasis on the shh, which gives me the SH at the beginning rather than the S. I know that's still pronounced with an SH, like sound.
Yeah.
S-H-A-U-N.
Oh, you've gone the Sean Wren style.
Yeah. I think Sean Grigg as well.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
So Sean the Sheep, is he a SH?
I think he might be S-H-A-W-N.
Right. Oh, I get it. I never knew that. There you go. I don't have kids, so I just
I'm gonna go the more common spelling, which I think is more common these days, of S E A N. Sean, are either of us right, or are you like a Sean Mullins with a double?
Oh, Lingy got it straight up.
Oh, yes. Well done,
thank
Lingy.
Thank you, Sean. Good man.
Good on you, mate. Now what's Lingy, what's Sean won?
Something fantastic, which we will work on right now.
Got another drinks tray there.
A signed coffee tray, or what else have you got?
I've got some post-its over here. Do you want like a handwritten letter, Sean?
Why not?
All right.
We can't promise.
Something up nice.
We'll get you something autographed by the man, the myth, Cameron Ling.
Thank you, Sean. I get the win.
The Prince of Paleness. Do you know that name stuck on air? Because Loggy called you the Prince of Darkness last week, and I said, no, the Prince of Paleness. And now that's what we call you.
What we call you as a greater Geelong community,
yes,
or simply you call me that?
Just the two of us.
Oh, Loggy, you've jumped on, have you?
I have jumped on. Caller number two joining us on the show. Welcome to the show, caller number two.
Oh, thank you, Loggy.
No worries. Now, you've got something to say before we get into your name.
Look, I do. Lingy, I'm sorry to tell you, there's a bit of a point of contention with regard to the Shaun the Sheep stuff. I really think you don't quite know what you're talking about there.
Yeah.
It's not S-H-A-W-N, like shearing a sheep. That's too much of a dad joke there. It is actually S-H-A-U-N.
Oh,
so clearly you don't watch the show with your kids.
Oh. Thank you so much, caller number two.
Okay.
I can't believe I've got that wrong.
Right.
No, I appreciate that, because Tom and Lingy went hard on me. But that's okay. What is the name that you've got for them to spell today?
Oh, look, that's probably not the reason. Well, it's not the reason why I rang, but it's Tracy.
Oh. Tracy. Well, it's always tricky, Tracy. Thank you for correcting me. I stand corrected.
I knew you'd like that. I've sat through
Shaun the Sheep, the movie.
Thank you.
You have sat through the movie and you still didn't know the spelling of the
name. I thought it was A-W-N.
I legitimately haven't seen the show.
Hilarious.
I'm going to go with the E-Y. With the end, T-R-A-C-E-Y.
Okay.
Well, I'm going to go a T-R-A-C-I-E just to
mix it up.
Just to jazz it up a little
bit. Spicy, yeah. Trace. Are either of those correct?
Yeah.
Well, Lingy's redeemed himself.
I'm back. Yes.
All right.
Thank you, Tracy. Well done, mate.
Well done. Okay.
We'll quickly go to our final call of the day. Caller number three, welcome to Spell My Name. What is the name that you would like for the boys to spell?
Name is Megan.
Megan.
Oh, another twisty one.
Come on now.
Oh, I like this. This has been a good challenging day.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm going to go with the H.
Okay.
M-E-G-H-A-N.
Okay.
Well, then I will just go the straight up M-E-G-A-N. Are either of us right, Megan?
Yeah, you got it, Tom. Just the normal way.
Yes, a point back. I'll take the winner sound effect. Thank you very much.
Hang on, it's 2-1.
I played you the winner sound effect for the last two. Yeah.
All right.
Everyone's a winner.
Calm down. It's just a fun game.
Hey,
there's nothing fun about this.
And
I want to win.
And we all know that Shaun the Sheep was spelled correctly by me.
Well, so everyone's had a little win today.
We
had a little win as well. And everybody gets something autographed by Lingy. So get that wrist. Warm up that wrist, mate.
Tom and Log. Tom and Loggy's podcast. K-Rock 955.
Why'd they steal that?
Yeah, why?
Why? Big Bird got stolen a couple of days ago from our friends at Silver Circus. They do the Sesame Street Spectacular that was most recently in Geelong. Went to Adelaide and someone just with sticky fingers. It's got to be more than sticky fingers. They've got to have like really planned
feather fingers.
Have walked off with Big Bird. They've since, because of the outcry, have since dumped him in a park in Adelaide. So he's been returned.
He's all good. He's all safe.
Back home with his mates. But it makes you think, doesn't it? Like, why? What did they hope to get out of it?
A lot of the time, if cars get broken into or houses, businesses, unfortunately, that happens. A lot of the time, something expensive is left and something odd is taken instead. And it makes you say, why'd they steal that?
Roxy, listening up in North Melbourne, good morning. You'll claim the suburb but not the football team. What got stolen from your car?
Oh, AFLW. I follow the Kangaroos in AFLW.
Oh, of course. Yeah. Good.
Good call. Good call.
Yeah, good morning, guys.
Morning. What got stolen?
Well, I used to drive a bit of a shitbox 1998 Honda Civic sedan. So this was probably about 6 years ago, so it was still old then.
Yeah.
I'd like to say that they broke into my car, but they didn't. I left it unlocked.
Okay.
It's okay. The insurance has played out.
Yeah,
so
it's fine.
Amongst like other things, a small torch for emergencies in the glove box. They took my the user manual and logbook from my 1998 Honda Civic sedan.
Great. Okay.
Really, just not sure
steal
what good that's going to do for anybody other than me.
Yeah.
That's so weird.
That's so they just wanted to know the service history of the car that they broke into. That's crazy. That's ridiculous.
And the manual, just in case, you know, something randomly shows up. And when a light does, you need the manual to check it, you know. We've all been there. Krista in Nor Lane, what did they steal?
Well, I got broken into a couple of years ago and they stole the plasma TV off the wall that had a huge crack in it, but they didn't steal anything else of value like my computer or anything like that.
So the plasma was actually not in good working condition?
No, it didn't work at all. And I was like planning on getting rid of it anyway, but it was like really, really heavy and I couldn't get it off the wall myself.
Yeah,
amazing.
So they actually did me a favour by taking it.
100%. That's amazing. That's why they steal that, but also sucked in your stole that.
Yeah.
They've saved your booking in a hard rubbish collection.
Exactly.
There.
That's a good news story.
Tanya in Lovely Banks, why did they steal that? What was it?
I used to drive when I was in the late shift, I used to drive my husband's old Commodore to work and just park it in the car park because it was a bit of a dodgy area.
Yeah.
And it had tools and stuff in it and coats and whatnot. And that night when I went back to my car, it was broken into and all they took was a Sharpie.
Everyone loves a Sharpie.
A Sharpie.
Yeah.
They left the tools, they left the coats, they left the coins. Everything, they just took a Sharpie.
Took a Sharpie and then just took the lid off and went...
Smells good.
Smells good.
David in Nor Lane, why'd they steal that? What happened, mate?
I had my car in the driveway and like the earlier caller, I had mine unlocked by accident. So lucky the car was still there when I woke up in the morning, but they took $3 worth of my parking change and my Arnett sunnies that... were my second pair of driving glasses that you could barely see out of anyway.
Scratched up, yep.
Yeah,
right.
The Arnett's. Yeah, no one's stealing the Arnett's.
$3 will go a fair way, though. You get yourself a big M with something like that.
Yeah, you will. Yeah, definitely.
Okay. I kind of get that one.
You'd go the Arnett's. You look like an Arnett's guy.
I'd go the Arnett's and then... and go real short shorts and a bit of a rat's tail. And
you'd go the Arnett's.
With the bum bag and just walk around all alone.
And then you could buy yourself a pack of Arnett's. You digging?
Yeah.
All right, we've got the last caller to wrap this up for us. Welcome to the show. You're live on air. Why did they steal that?
Cigarette butts.
Oh, what? Okay.
Out of where?
I used to smoke out the side of the house.
Yeah.
But I've got all sorts of stuff out there. I've cleared out the roof. There was camping gear, all sorts of stuff. And the cigarette butts used to be just kept in one of those old, you know, baby food containers, baby powder.
Yeah.
Yeah, like there was about three or four that got stolen.
Okay. See, the problem there is they've thought it's actual baby food, you know, the formula, and that is worth quite a bit.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's their mistake.
Tom and Long, K-Rock.